Yle Areena.
Tänään siis mä haluaisin katsoa teidän niitä tekstejä.
Hello and welcome once again to All Points North. I'm Ronan Brown, and today I'm here at a Finnish language and integration course at Tampere's Adult Education Center. And I'm here because this week we are looking for an answer to that age-old immigrant question, should you learn Finnish? Now, there are people from all over the world here in this classroom, from Kenya to China and from Sri Lanka to Ukraine, and they've all moved to Finland and started learning Finnish as adults. And this is an area I have some personal experience of too, because I started my own Finnish language learning journey about 15 years ago when I first moved to Finland. And I'm still on that journey, by the way. But my language learning started in a very similar setting to this one, surrounded also by a very diverse and multicultural group of people. And something else that's very similar from then to now is the discussions around how important or not important it is to learn Finnish when you move to Finland. Because I was told everything from it being the most essential step to integrating into Finnish life to, and I'm quoting here, don't even bother, it's too difficult. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. And here in the classroom, the students are just about to break up into smaller groups for a conversation exercise. So I'm going to go around and ask them what they think of the course.
I think it's changed my life. Yes, I think, yeah. I don't want to over yet, but it's okay. Changed my life.
Changed your life, why?
Because my English wasn't very well, but, and, you know, I just wanted to, you know, communicate with people, and because it's not just a language, okay, it's about everything. You learn to live here, and also it's fun. it's sometimes fun because we have also
we learn here a little bit about culture, about history, like, and of course we had very good time with like new friends here. We make new friends here.
The most important thing is that I have a good environment so I can feel comfortable to speak, and everyone try to speak Finnish here, so I don't need to feel shy or helpless because there's teacher here as well. And also it's for myself personally, I feel safe, I feel included in the Finnish society.
Okay, so that was just a quick sample of what the students told me. But as I went around to each of the groups, it was very striking how quickly the subject of jobs or getting a job came up in the conversation. Now, the fact that the group's thoughts kept turning to jobs is not really a surprise, especially given the current economic and unemployment situation in Finland. But still, there is no doubt that learning the language and getting a job were inextricably linked in their minds. Here's a discussion I had with one of the groups.
Because when you are done here, and then it gives you like an upper hand for you to like gain job. Because here in Finland, I think the most, one of the criteria is for you to have a certain language level. And then after then, you can be able to go to Amate, then learn what's the skills that you want to do. So I think it's really beneficial for us.
Okay. And how important do you think it is to learn Finnish? Because a lot of people say that if you speak English, you can get by in Finland. It doesn't. You don't need to learn Finnish.
No.
You don't agree?
I mean, yeah, you can find some kind of job. But even jobs like construction or cook or cleaning, the competition is very big, and like every year the requirements for employers, they become more and more strict. So a lot of employers, they maybe they ask for English last year, but they can ask for Finnish this year. So yeah, the market becomes shorter and requirements higher.
And would you say, would you agree with that? Would you say it's a good stepping stone to life in Finland?
Yeah, I think it is. Finland is a good country. You just have to have patience and then things begin to work gradually. I mean, it's happened in every other country. When you go, you have to adapt for some time and then you adjust to their culture. So I think if anyone wants to come to Finland, it's a good idea to come here.
What about you? Last question. What are you hoping to do?
I would like to open a restaurant with my husband.
Okay.
And if I would like to do it, I need to speak Finnish as fluently as much as I can. So I hope this class will help me about that.
After speaking to the students, I also had a chat with their teacher, Katia Juha. Because if I go back to the question we are asking here today, if you should learn Finnish, the flip side of that question is, how should Finnish be taught? And I mention this because I constantly hear from people who have moved here as adults and tried to learn the language, but they become frustrated with learning kirjakieli, or the written version of Finnish, during the Finnish language courses. Because when you get out of the classroom and into the street, or even into the workplace, everyone speaks puhukieli, or the spoken language. And this prioritizing of teaching written over spoken leads to people feeling that they learn a version of the language that is not really useful in everyday life, and that they then have to relearn a different version out there in the real world. So I asked Katia if puhukieli, or the spoken language, is part of the course.
Yes, we teach it. And I tend to teach more and more. I try to teach, or like we should listen to puhekieli, and I use puhekieli in the classroom when I remember it. But now I realize that I asked them to write about their work practice. We have studied a little bit puhekieli, so then I realized that they are starting to write in spoken language, and that's not very good. But yes, we do teach it, but we kind of try to give the basics of kirjakieli or yleiskieli first.
Okay. And what is the most, because this is obviously an integration course, so what is the most important thing that you try to teach them that helps them then to integrate or to get jobs? What would you say is the most important thing that they learn?
Besides the language, we talk about the Finnish culture, manners, working life, equality, rights as a employee, how to interact with people. We talk about everything, but of course the language level is not always so high that we could cover everything 100%, but it's quite short time, 9 months, and since we don't have all of our students don't speak English or understand English, so we should teach everything in Finnish, of course, and that makes maybe a little bit slower.
Okay, I just want to pick up on something Katia mentioned there at the very end about everything being taught in Finnish, because this is also a point of much discussion and debate. And when I first started learning Finnish, I remember that some of my classmates would become very frustrated when our teacher could explain something in English, but always spoke only Finnish. And this is actually intentional. It's part of the pedagogical philosophy in these courses, in fact, that the adult learners should be deeply immersed in the language in order to learn. And well, you can make up your own mind about that one. But these are just some of the touch points and the debates about learning Finnish, and there are so many more. And that was very clear earlier this week, because while preparing for this episode, I put out an article on the Yle News website asking people for their thoughts on whether learning Finnish was worthwhile or not. The headline of the article was quite simple: should you learn Finnish? And the response we got was overwhelming, and I do quite literally mean overwhelming. We received hundreds of comments of emails, WhatsApp messages and voice notes, and people shared an incredible range of opinions and stories and experiences with us, from becoming annoyed when Finnish people switched to English, to someone who decided to speak only Finnish for an entire year, to one listener telling us that his knowledge of Finnish helped save his cat's life. So firstly, I just want to say thanks to everyone who sent in their thoughts and their experiences. I read them all and I listened to them all, and I apologize that I can't include them all in this episode. But the sheer volume of replies demonstrated very clearly that this is a very important and a very personal topic for so many people. But while I can't possibly go into every single one of the messages and the emails we received, I think I can say that the answers to "Should I learn Finnish?" or "Should you learn Finnish?" broadly fell into two main categories. Here is Daniel, originally from the US, but living in Finland for about 5 years, with an experience that echoed what we heard from many other people too.
I have always had this feeling that you kind of go through this cycle of feeling encouraged and trying to learn Finnish, getting defeated, giving up, being depressed about it, not caring, trying again, being defeated, not learning it, not caring, trying again, paying money for different services, and just really never getting it. I've been here 5 years. I've worked the entire time. It's been a struggle. I wish I could learn Finnish. My children speak Finnish, but for some reason, it just hasn't happened for me. I think it's very, very important. And as an immigrant, I believe I should be able to learn Finnish at some point because that's where I live. But I mean, unless I take a year off and work 100% of my time to learning this language with literally native speakers that are trained to help me do this, I just don't really see the opportunity to learn this language in the next decade. So that's my two cents on learning it. I think it's important. I think it's highly valuable. I think it's a requirement as an immigrant. If you come here, you should integrate. You should learn these things. But God, is incredibly difficult. And it is literally one of the reasons why I think I should move the family back to the United States sometimes. But I also know that it's much better here, so I have to struggle.
The second of those two categories is best explained by Mariana, who moved to Helsinki from Mexico in 2016 to study for a master's degree, but at the time she had little intention of learning Finnish.
But then life took over and I extended my studies, and then I got part-time jobs, I graduated, and ultimately I got a decent paying full-time job, which is when I decided it was time to actually invest in the language. Before, I did not, because there were always other priorities like school, a job to earn money to survive, and the fact that Finland always seems to be trying to kick us out. I love and appreciate what Finland has given me, but at the same time, with the rhetoric heard everywhere, it seems we are really not wanted, no matter how much we try to integrate or even have jobs. So I decided that until I got a job that permitted me to, you know, live in a decent way, like not only surviving, I would not invest in the language. Now that I have, I found a good course sponsored by Helsinki City, and I have invested 4 days a week, 3 hours a day for 2 years in studying it. Even with all that studying and all that like time, I am still not fluent. I think the general feeling from a lot of us is, why or how are we going to invest in a language that takes so much out of you when you don't even know if you will be living in the country in the near future? So the lack of security makes it harder. Now that I have a more stable position, I decided to actually do it, and I will pass it. But for new arrivals or people in a more vulnerable position, I definitely understand their doubts. So I believe Finland needs to create or restructure their integration plans and language courses that it offers, because most of the time they are lacking, especially for the immigrants who work full-time jobs.
Now, I think both of these clips express a sense of frustration, but in very different ways. Many people, like Daniel, told us about their frustration about not being able to learn or not having the opportunity to learn, while Mariana summed up the feelings of many others who said they have learned Finnish or are learning Finnish, but it seems to make very little difference to their status in Finnish society or how they are viewed. Now, to give you an example of this second category, there is an ongoing case in the North Savo region of Finland at the moment, where the city of Kuopio is located. The healthcare authority there decided during the summer to terminate the contracts of 12 healthcare workers. That was 10 nurses and 2 doctors, who were all of foreign background. The authority said at the time that the workers' poor Finnish language skills were a factor in the decision to terminate their contracts. But the workers themselves have argued that it was part of the original agreement that they would be given time to develop their Finnish skills while they worked. Now, the doctors and the nurses at the centre of this case say they were doing their best, but language acquisition takes time. The employer, for their part, denied any wrongdoing and said there were concerns about patient safety. But on a more general level, the challenges around learning or not learning Finnish were highlighted in the results of a recent survey which was carried out by 2 tech sector bodies, the Academic Engineers and Architects of Finland and the Union of Professional Engineers. Now, this is an industry with a very international focus, as many people move from abroad to work for Finnish tech companies, and therefore the sector provides an excellent case study into just how important learning the language can be. And the results of this survey were very interesting. The finding that more and more foreign people are seriously considering leaving Finland grabbed much of the headlines, but challenges around the Finnish language were most frequently cited as the main reason behind people's frustrations. In fact, the language was the number one reason which respondents said reduced Finland's attractiveness as a place to live and to move. Here's Owen Hopiaketo from the TEK Union on what we can deduce from the survey results.
I think it's completely reasonable to expect that Finns expect someone living here long term to learn the language. That is completely reasonable. Mm. But it's also completely reasonable for someone who is living here to expect that they get all the help they need. And that's currently what's missing. And if we don't tackle that, then well.
Yeah. So it seems a lot of people are saying they're thinking about leaving, or if they're going to stay, they're going to feel a little bit more marginalized or ostracized from the society. Yeah. What do you think we Finland, what do you think needs to be done to address this?
There's the large scale and the small scale. Small scale, I think, is gradually happening. It's just workplaces becoming more inclusive. And I think as each workplace inevitably has to hire someone who doesn't speak Finnish because there just aren't the numbers anymore, that will sort of diffusion will happen of this kind of better working culture. But then obviously at national level, the story has to change. If someone doesn't feel that Finland is a country that they will be long-term happy and settled in, Finnish is a small language, so they're not going to put, I don't want to say put the effort in, but they're not going to put the huge time commitment that is needed into getting Finnish to even an okay level. So we need people to feel that Finland is a country that they are happy and settled in, and then expect language to come from that and not the other way around.
Olen Delin Kabambi. Olen linja-autokuljettaja. Mä tykkään ajamisesta. Mä opiskelin Vantaalla Varjalla. Se oli mun.
Okay, before we move on from this section, a quick note to say that Yle has added some new material to its Finnish language learning section, including a video series that's wholly dedicated to working life in Finland. In the background, you can hear Delin Kalambi, a bus driver in Vanta, talking in Finnish about her daily life. There are 6 of these such videos, all developed and produced by Yle's education unit, along with a team of Finnish language teachers. I had a quick chat this week with Eve Mantu of Yle and the Finnish language teacher, Jussi Visti, to hear what the new series will offer students.
One thing I have to say in particular that I never would have thought of was that one of the tehtävässä, one of the tasks was that listen to, watch the clip and listen to the people speaking as if it was music. You don't have to understand anything. Don't even try to figure it out. Just listen to it as if it was music. And I thought that's so brilliant. That is just so brilliant, such a good idea. And that's in many of our video tehtävät.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's not a problem, but it's many of my students, even though they live in Finland, they don't hear much Finnish because they usually, their families, they at home, they speak their native tongues. And it's like they don't listen to Finnish that much because we are not that talkative people usually. So I think it's very good that when people just have some place where they can listen normal Finnish, not like textbook Finnish, but normal spoken Finnish. Mm. And one thing that I liked in these videos was that you can hear different kinds of Finnish, because there are some immigrant speakers and native speakers. And I think that is good that you hear that, okay, you don't have to be perfect in Finnish to find a job here and work in very different kinds of professions. So I think that's one very important thing as well.
Okay, a nice point there. Listen to Finnish as if listening to music. And I think that's a good tip on which to end this section. Except I will say all of that content, the Yle material, is free to use and it's available at yle.fi/oppisuomia, OPISUOMEA. I'll provide a link in the show notes. But before we move on to the news round, please continue to send us your thoughts and your comments as they help to inform and even become part of the show. You can send us a message or a voice note via WhatsApp to +358 44 421 0909, or you can send us an email allpointsnorth@yle.fi. And now for a quick roundup of what else has been making the headlines in Finland this week. And we start with the news that Finland is not currently preparing to recognize a Palestinian state ahead of a UN General Assembly meeting next week. Several Western countries have already indicated that they will recognize Palestine during the UN summit. Meanwhile, a new population forecast for Finland predicts the vast majority of municipalities across the country will shrink rapidly over the coming decades. Finland has struggled with how to manage its aging population for some time, as the number of births have continued to fall, with immigration seen as one of the only ways out of the predicament. In crime news this week, Vantaa, Jyväskylä and Tampere are currently the least safe of Finland's major cities. That's based on the police's latest statistics of violent crimes carried out in public spaces. Although some cities have seen a rise in such incidents, Finland remains one of the safest countries in Europe and the world, according to the World Population Review. And staying with crime news, police in Helsinki said this week they will not investigate controversial remarks made by a Finns Party MP about immigrants. This is despite the fact that Finland's equality ombudsman characterized as racist comments made by Teemu Keskisarja, which we discussed on All Points North 2 weeks ago. And staying with politics, two government parties, the Finns Party and the Swedish People's Party, are showing interest in adopting Canada's point-based system to assess applicants for work-related residence permits. The Finns Party wants to take it even further and also rate asylum seekers. And finally, winter is coming, at least in Lapland. The forecast for the start of next week hints at sleet or even snow in the far northwest of Finland, which is not uncommon for this time of year. Okay, and that's just about it for another episode of All Points North. If you're looking for something to watch this weekend, and especially if, like me, you've recently visited the region, I can highly recommend the Balkans, Europe's forgotten frontier. A BBC journalist who covered the wars in the former Yugoslavia during the 1990s revisits the region to see how things are changed, and it's really worth the watch. Okay, but that really is all we have time for today. Thanks once again to our audio engineer, Matthias Puumala, for putting the show together, and to everyone who contributed to this episode. We will be back again next week. Bye for now.